Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. My mentor always says, Darlene, that battles are won in worship, and that's the place where we go to war. And we've had Lisa Bevere on a bunch of times, and she says the same thing, that worship is a weapon of our warfare. I mean, for those who maybe when they think worship, they think singing their songs in church on Sunday. It's so much more than that. Maybe unpack even what you've learned about the depth and the breadth and the power of actual worship.
Yeah, I mean, worship is so much more. I mean, you cannot deny that worship does involve music and song. I mean, in the Psalms alone, I think over 40 times, we're told to sing songs, you know, and sing new songs, not just, you know, old songs, even though the old songs are powerful. But it's the Bible's constantly encouraging us to sing because, you know, I believe the reason music was given was to communicate the glory of God. I mean, it grabs your auditory senses, your physical senses like nothing else can, and it pulls everything kind of into alignment when you are bringing a song. And worship is so powerful because also it's an act of faith, but without faith it's impossible to please God. So, you know, it involves our heartstrings that join in the song, you know. But it doesn't finish there. Worship is not an event. It is not a Sunday morning ritual. It is a worshipful life is Christ, a Christ-centered, Romans 12, everything I do poured out as a spiritual act of worship, which means in your walking, your talking, your living, that there is, that you are constantly aware that Jesus is the center of all things for you, all things, not one part. You know, you go to church and you worship and then you live like hell for 6 days. It's not about that. It's like, no, Jesus is at the center, that everything you do is as worship unto him, a sweet-smelling aroma. And if you go back to that word worship, you know, which just pull it back to worship, for he is worthy. So what about your life today is worship, you know, bringing the glory due his name because he is worthy. You know, and so approaching your life like that, just Jesus at the center of everything, literally changes everything. It will change your thoughts, your speech, your actions, your intentions, your agendas, your the way you communicate love, the way you spend your money, the way you are as an employee or an employer. Everything will be impacted from a worshipful life.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.